you'll hear a school internet radio interview with a teenager called Stella Smith, who has recently had her first surf lesson. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You now have 1 minute to look at part four.
In our school internet radio studio today, we have 14-year-old Stella Smith, who's come in to tell us about her first surfing experience.
Hi.
So, first of all, Stella, had you always dreamed of becoming a surfer?
Well, it wasn't really something I'd ever thought of doing, and we actually live a long way from the sea. But just before my family went to the seaside for a holiday, I was looking at all the activities and things teenagers can do there, and a friend posted a video online of her first attempt at surfing. I thought, yeah, I'd like to do that too.
And did you feel nervous before your lesson?
I thought I would be the night before, but I was okay, actually. It's not as if we were going to do anything risky in our first lesson, and I just felt curious, really, about what it would be like. I was a bit concerned about maybe waking up too late to get there on time, but that didn't happen.
So, what happened when you got down to the beach?
Well, there were about 10 other kids there, all around my age. I'd thought I might be the oldest person there, so that was cool. Of course, I assumed they were a group of friends because of the way some of them were chatting together, but in fact they were just a nice, relaxed bunch of people. Some of them were fairly sporty types, but not all of them.
And what was your instructor like?
Keith. He spent ages explaining everything to us at the beginning, and we didn't get off the sand and into the sea until we'd all mastered the moves we'd need to get started, like lying flat on the board to paddle, then jumping up to kneel, and then standing when we caught a wave. If you don't have all that clear in your head before you're in the water, then you'll find it hard to do very much. And he was very patient, though he did tell off a couple of the boys who were messing about. That was fair enough, I think.
And how did you get on in the water?
We had these big foam boards, which are easier for beginners to learn on than the fiberglass ones the experienced surfers use. Some people still found it hard to stand up on them and balance, though. I didn't find it too bad, actually. It made me think I should try skateboarding when I got home and see how I got on with that. It's probably all the gymnastics I do. It seems to help with most things, in fact. When I tried yoga once, I found that quite easy too.
Great. So what happened at the end of the lesson? Did they give you a certificate or something?
You get one after you've achieved a bit more, I think. But I did improve during our stay because my dad bought me what they call a lesson card. You pay for 5 lessons and then you get a 6th one free. Lots of local shops hire out surfboards and stuff, but you need to be quite confident to do that. My dad had come down to the beach and taken some pictures of me standing up on the board, and I also got one from the surf school photographer. I'd expected to pay for that, but we didn't have to. It's great to have a souvenir of my first lesson.
When I first went surfing, I was absolutely exhausted for the rest of the day. Were you?
I was at first, and thought that in the evening I'd just go to bed quite early instead of going to a friend's party I'd been invited to. But after my parents made me a huge lunch, I felt fine again, so I went out as originally planned.
Well, thanks, Stella, for telling us about your first surfing experience.
Thanks.
Now you'll hear part four again.
In our school internet radio studio today, we have 14-year-old Stella Smith, who's come in to tell us about her first surfing experience.
Hi.
So, first of all, Stella, had you always dreamed of becoming a surfer?
Well, it wasn't really something I'd ever thought of doing, and we actually live a long way from the sea. But just before my family went to the seaside for a holiday, I was looking at all the activities and things teenagers can do there, and a friend posted a video online of her first attempt at surfing. I thought, yeah, I'd like to do that too.
And did you feel nervous before your lesson?
I thought I would be the night before, but I was okay, actually. It's not as if we were going to do anything risky in our first lesson, and I just felt curious, really, about what it would be like. I was a bit concerned about maybe waking up too late to get there on time, but that didn't happen.
So, what happened when you got down to the beach?
Well, there were about 10 other kids there, all around my age. I'd thought I might be the oldest person there, so that was cool. Of course, I assumed they were a group of friends because of the way some of them were chatting together, but in fact, they were just a nice, relaxed bunch of people. Some of them were fairly sporty types, but not all of them.
And what was your instructor like?
Keith. He spent ages explaining everything to us at the beginning, and we didn't get off the sand and into the sea until we'd all mastered the moves we'd need to get started, like lying flat on the board to paddle, then jumping up to kneel, and then standing when we caught a wave. If you don't have all that clear in your head before you're in the water, then you'll find it hard to do very much. And he was very patient, though he did tell off a couple of the boys who were messing about. That was fair enough, I think.
And how did you get on in the water?
We had these big foam boards, which are easier for beginners to learn on than the fiberglass ones the experienced surfers use. Some people still found it hard to stand up on them and balance, though. I didn't find it too bad, actually. It made me think I should try skateboarding when I got home and see how I got on with that. It's probably all the gymnastics I do. It seems to help with most things, in fact. When I tried yoga once, I found that quite easy too.
Great. So what happened at the end of the lesson? Did they give you a certificate or something?
You get one after you've achieved a bit more, I think. But I did improve during our stay because my dad bought me what they call a lesson card. You pay for 5 lessons and then you get a 6th one free. Lots of local shops hire out surfboards and stuff, but you need to be quite confident to do that. My dad had come down to the beach and taken some pictures of me standing up on the board, and I also got one from the surf school photographer. I'd expected to pay for that, but we didn't have to. It's great to have a souvenir of my first lesson.
When I first went surfing, I was absolutely exhausted for the rest of the day. Were you?
I was at first, and thought that in the evening I'd just go to bed quite early instead of going to a friend's party I'd been invited to. But after my parents made me a huge lunch, I felt fine again, so I went out as originally planned.
Well, thanks, Stella, for telling us about your first surfing experience.
Thanks.
That's the end of part 4. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I'll remind you when there's 1 minute left so that you're sure to finish in time. You have 1 more minute left. That's the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.